There's one thing that I did recently that got me into a big meeting that could really have significant potential for our company and for our career. And it could do the same thing for you. I want to share this one thing that I learned from this big meeting on today's episode of Wake Up and Level Up in under 5 minutes. My job is to jumpstart your day. So come on, let's get it. Come on, Matt. So I recently scored a meeting with an event production company. This is a big deal for us because I do a lot of public speaking, keynote speaking, moderating panels, emceeing events and galas, hosting fireside chats, doing all sorts of things that are in that space. So if an event production company can find out about me, they might actually see like, oh, we should be using Mario for this upcoming event or for this upcoming seminar or for this session or for this conference. So it's really important for me to get in front of as many event production companies as possible and make them aware of my services and my talent, my expertise. You have many companies or you have ideas in your current career and pitches or thoughts that you want to pitch to your boss and you want to get their buy-in or you want to get them to sign on to an idea. Like we all have these services that we want to put out there, whether it's for our business or whether it's for our career. We all have these talents that we want to take advantage of and maximize and fulfill. So here's a key word that I learned from this big meeting because it was the only reason why I ended up getting the meeting. The CEO was in the conference room with a bunch of other employees. We're around the table. An hour has gone by. I've done my pitch. I've delivered all my talk. I've answered some questions. And at the very end, the most significant learning came at this moment when she says, Mario, you know, the only reason why you're in here is due to your persistence. And right there, I was just like, it made me go backtrack and think about, oh yeah, I pitched her the initial email, didn't hear anything. About a week later, I followed up with another email and then she responded. When she responded, she was like, we don't really do these things. We do these things. I'm not too sure if there's a fit, but let me see. A few days go by, I respond. I said, thank you very much. Here's more info about me. Hopefully this can help, you know, clarify the picture. So now I'm 3 messages in, right? Still have no meeting. And then she finally comes back to me. She says, well, I'm going to present your stuff to the rest of the team and see if they feel like it's something that we should have you come in and meet about. And then the next email after that was, they love you. They would love for you to come in and learn more about you. That's 5 emails later. My point is, she said to me in the meeting that she was not fond of the idea of setting up time to actually meet with a complete stranger for an hour to go over something that could end up being a waste of time. She said this in the meeting. She was like, I really didn't want to do this meeting. But I realized something. You weren't going away and you were persistent with class. You kept on reminding us the value that you could bring to our clients or our events or our conferences, and that you were seasoned or that you had this level of expertise or this skill set, but you did it in a tasteful way. But you let me know you weren't going away. And eventually I broke down and said, we need to have this meeting with him. And then she says, and I'm so glad we did. This was a really great use of our time. It was a pleasure meeting you. I look forward to when we do business together. So all I'm trying to send to you today is the message that you need to be more persistent. So many people are really ridiculously busy. We're overstimulated. We get a lot of messages from a lot of people. So send more Instagram DMs, send more emails, show up at conferences, call more people, like consistently go back with your persistence. If you believe in your gift, in your talent, in your services, in the value that you can bring to someone else's problems, you owe it to yourself and to them to be persistent. Stop worrying about looking like, oh, I'm going to be embarrassed. Stop letting fear get in the way. Say, oh, I'm fearful. I don't want to look like I'm being a nuisance. Stop feeling like I'm being desperate. Throw all that stuff out of the window. That stuff is trying to protect you and make you keep you cozy in a comfortable environment and keep you in a comfortable situation where in order to grow, you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. That's it. All I want you to do today is be more persistent. Send more emails, do more reach out, have more belief in what it is that you're providing, and keep going. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.